Hey there, welcome to Just Begin, the podcast where we explore what it's like to navigate life as a 20-something. I'm your host, Melly Diaz. On this podcast, we dive deep into a wide range of topics, from mental health to hustle culture, relationships to wellness. No topic is off limits, and I'm not afraid to get real and vulnerable. Together, we'll explore what it means to just begin to take that first step, even when you don't know where to start. So if you're ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery, then stick around and let's just begin. Hello, welcome or welcome back to the Just Begin podcast. My name is Melly and we have a special guest on today's podcast. If you're watching on video, you see my dog Marshall is sitting next to me because he is super needy, and I'm recording this in my living room, so there's really nowhere else for him to go. I don't want to lock him in my room because he's just gonna bark like crazy and then I won't be able to record. So I have him next to me and you'll just see him in the video. Hopefully he doesn't make too much noise, but hi, welcome to the podcast, Marsh. And so before we get into this week's topic, if you listened to last week's episode, you know that I was in Jamaica. And I was there for about a week, a little over a week, and I had such an amazing time. I'm so lucky that I get to go to Jamaica multiple times a year to help out an organization called Mission of Sight. And I love what they do. I'm such a fan of their work. And as someone who gets to see it firsthand, they are doing such amazing work. There's not even enough words to get into how amazing it is at what they're doing. But to give you guys a little brief understanding of what they do, because if you're following me along on Instagram, you see that I was sharing a lot of videos and patient testimonials of Mission of Sight. And that is because my fiance he creates the content for them and I help out with the social media. So this was our first trip of the year there. And so what they do is, to give you a little background, that in Jamaica there are a lot of people that are suffering with really bad cataracts, and in Jamaica it's kind of like an epidemic there of how bad the cataracts can get because of, you know, the sun, and just the healthcare is a mess there. And so a lot of people just go without getting this surgery done. And it's crazy how a lot of people can be blind for decades, years, when it could just be resolved in a simple 10 minute surgery to remove the cataracts. So what Mission of Sight does is that it's a resource for the people of Jamaica to get the surgery done and see again. So they are literally helping people who are blind see again. And it is a beautiful organization, and what they do is just amazing. And I can talk about it forever, but I will share all of their information in the show notes and on my Instagram. And you can see all their stuff there and, you know, donate if you feel called to it. But they are so amazing. I can't speak any more highly about them. But other than that, yeah, if you can see also, this episode is coming out a little later than I anticipated it to be. And that was because I had told myself that the next episode, it's going to have a video version. And I really wanted to have a video format to the podcast as well. I had done it before, and then I just was kind of playing with the idea of like doing it at a studio, that it needs to be professional, and I was like making it a whole big thing. And I'm like, you know what, I'm not realistically gonna go to a studio every single time and pay to do it just for me talking solo right now. So I'm like, I'm just gonna do it in my apartment. It's cute enough. It's just simple, and we'll just do it here on the sofa and be casual. And whenever I do interviews, you know, if it's remote, share the remote video, or hopefully also do some in studio stuff. I'm not gonna limit myself to not doing studio stuff, but I'm not gonna let it be the thing that stops me from recording an episode, you know what I mean? So I am super happy to get this out there on video for this week's episode. And without further ado, let's just get into this week's topic. So this week's episode is all about my experience with the 75-day hard challenge. And before I get into this challenge, I want to start off by saying, like, I know that this challenge, first, maybe some people can be a little triggering, or you're not into this space, and I am all for you doing you, and I'm not really a part of, like, diet culture or anything like that. I have been a victim of all that drama for so long, and I've been through this journey of figuring out what works for me and being more in tune with what my body wants. And I've shared that before on the podcast, because if you are new here, if you're not, you may know that I was vegan for a really long time, and I restricted myself on what I ate, and I was so extra about everything that I ate and all those things. And I've done all the diets even since middle school. I was obsessed with losing weight, doing the whole thing. And so it has been a journey for sure. And for the past year and a half, I've been on this self, like, discovery journey of figuring out what works for me, not listening to what some random fitness person has to say. Like, I know what works for me and what doesn't. And so why I chose to do the 75-day hard was really because I like a challenge, and I attempted to do this challenge in 2020, and I actually failed. I only got to, like, day 20, I mean 20 something. And I remember feeling so shitty about it that I couldn't complete it, and I was, like, sharing it on social media, and then I just kind of stopped. I was like, I'm just not even going to talk about it. Hopefully nobody was paying attention that I was doing it, because a big part of the challenge too is that they kind of, it's not a rule, but a lot of people that do it share their progress photos every day on Instagram. And if you follow me, you know I did not do that this time around. I really did this challenge for me, not for the validation of others. And I feel like you can go down a road in this fitness world, I feel like, of sharing your progress photos every single day, and you can get kind of a little obsessed with that, and I'm just not very comfortable with that. So that definitely was something for me where I was like, I'm not going to share this every day. I'm going to document this for myself. And because one of the rules is take a progress photo every day, but I was not going to share it on social media every day. I was not about that. But yeah, like, I failed it the first time. I only got to 20 something and I felt like shit and I was so upset, but it has been a goal of mine since to complete it. And so finally this year, 2023, 3 years later, I was like, this is the year. I am really focused on myself and my journey of really tuning into my body and feeling stronger and healthier than ever and just happier, and get rid of all of this negative stored energy that I had. And so I was like, this is the year that I'm gonna do this challenge. And I started on January 11th, which, if you know me, 11 is my number, and I didn't even realize now that it was the 11th until I went back in to the app, the 75-day hard app, to figure out, I was like, what was the first day that I started? And I started on January 11th, which I thought, of course I did. How funny. I didn't even realize that was that day. I just kind of, as you can see, my goal was like, okay, I have to start January 1st. And I pushed it. And then there was a day where I was like, I just got to do it. And so I guess it was January 11th. And so I started then, and it ended on March 26th, and coincidentally it ended on the day that I arrived to Jamaica, so which was pretty nice because I was like, last workout, it's gonna be done, last workout of this challenge, and then I got to celebrate by, you know, going to the beach, going to the pool, and having an amazing trip. So it just kind of all aligned very beautifully, and I'm so happy about it. And so how I want to format this episode and how kind of I imagine it is, I'm going to share every rule of the challenge, and I'm just going to share kind of my experience with each rule and what was difficult for me. So the first rule of the 75-day hard is follow a diet. And as I had shared before, when it comes to diet, the whole diet culture, I feel a lot of feelings when it comes to diets. And I'm not against to eating healthy. That's definitely all that I'm about. I love eating clean and having a diet that helps your mind and for you to feel optimal and feel your best. And what I've learned for me when it came to this, like, follow a diet, I was like, okay, when it comes to following a diet, what is it that I want to focus on? And for me, is I really wanted to limit my intake of sugar and eat whole foods. And that was limiting all the processed food, limiting, you know, a bunch of frozen food, and just really doing whole food meals and really committing to just eating like intuitively. And so that was kind of my diet for this, because like I said, I think a big step for this is that if you go crazy with the diet as well as doing this challenge, I feel like you could get burned out very quickly and end the challenge sooner than you expect, because that's kind of what happened to me the first time around. I was vegan at the time, and so, which already, as I know now, was not a good diet for me. So I was not even intaking all the nutrition that I needed. So when I was already limiting things and being vegan, I just would feel horrible. I'd wake up nauseous, deal with digestive issues. And so there were so many things already delaying me, or kind of delaying is not the right word, but kind of messing it up for me already. And so that's why I'm even like happy that whatever that I failed, I just wasn't in the right mindset yet. And this time around, like, I know more. I was already going through the change of not being vegan and really already stepping into this wellness era of mine. And so when it came to the diet, it was just pretty much intuitive eating whole foods and limiting my sugar intake. So that was like my diet. And so, like I said, I recommend when it comes to the diet, do something that's sustainable for you. Don't go crazy, and something that you can be consistent with, because I feel like when it comes to someone starting their fitness journey or wellness journey, like, you can reach for the stars. And I know that was for me. I'm like, I'm gonna do this and that, and I failed over and over and over again. And this time around, I was very mindful of like, okay, I know what works for me and what doesn't. So with this challenge, it needs to be formatted in a way that is just gonna help me build a routine and a sustainable one. And so the second rule is 2 45-minute workouts. And one of them needs to be outside. So this one, obviously, this is the most important part of this. This is the working out. This is what you're looking for to get done. So it is 2 45-minute workouts. And what I found that what was the best thing for me was I would do my outdoor workout in the beginning at earlier in the day. So doing a morning walk and doing that outside was the best way to knock that one out. So where I live, I kind of have this walking path here, so I would just kind of speed walk back and forth and like do laps pretty much of walking. And that was really my intro to staying committed to the challenge. In the beginning, it was like, okay, I gotta walk, This is a sustainable way for me to do these 45 minutes that I don't have to go do like a HIIT workout outside or do something crazy. Like in the beginning, that's the first time I did the challenge. That was the outdoor work. The outdoor workout was kind of the challenge for me. So I was like, wait, I don't like to run. I don't have a yard, so I have to go do something outside somewhere in public so I could be outside. And so luckily this time around, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to walk. And I think walking is underrated. Walking is such a great way for people to lose weight, and it's for mental health, just so many things. And it was a perfect way to start the morning. And even if I didn't knock it out in the morning, after dinner was what I would do. And then I'd do that 45 minute walk. So that's my tip, my hot take on the outdoor workout for this challenge. And then to kind of get into like the workout routine for my indoor workout is when I actually shared on Instagram that I had completed the challenge, I had a lot of questions of people asking me like, okay, what workouts were you doing? Did you follow a plan? Did you get a trainer? Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't have anything of that. I already, with this challenge, there was already too many rules for me. So I was like, I can't go in and follow a personal trainer's like course, a challenge, and do like a whole other thing. I tried doing a few apps, like the Alive app by Whitney Simmons, and her name is Maddie, and she also has a really good app too. I'm like brain fart right now about the name of the app, but there was a few other apps that I tried to work out. I'm not saying that they're not good. They are super informative and really good workout plans, but I found that for me, what really worked best at the beginning in the first stage of my indoor workout, I started with 12-3-30. And so if you are unaware what 12-3-30 is, which most people know because it's like all over social media, but it is a 12 incline, 3 speed, 30 minutes. And that is like a workout routine, like all the girls are doing it. And if you have done it, you know how freaking hard it is to get on 3 speed. And I remember the first time I did it, I was like, who is doing this at 3 speed the whole time? Like, it is so hard. And so rather than like just saying I can't do it, I was like, okay, let's start off with 2.5. So to sidetrack here, another thing that I actually did this challenge with a friend, her name is Danielle, and we did this together, the 75 day hard, which was a huge advantage because having that accountability partner to keep you on track and focused is so amazing. And on top of that, she also lives in my building, so we pretty much are neighbors, and we did it together. So that was the best thing, was like, she's here, I'm here, so let's like, okay, meet me at my apartment, meet you at yours, let's go work out. And we kept each other very accountable, and that was a huge upside to this. But to get back to the 12-30, me and Danny had like this joke of like, we do the 12-2.5-30 or the 12-2-30 because 3 speed is so hard. Guys, like if you are doing this, you know that 3 speed is so hard. Like it is a whole thing. But I can do the 3 speed now, but I choose to stay at 2.5 because why not? And so you can kind of do what you want. But in the beginning, that was a really great tool to, again, stay on track, because I feel like if you're someone that is not a huge gym person or kind of, you know, insecure when it comes to the gym, which that was the case for me, like I just wasn't knowledgeable on everything at the gym. Like I was an athlete growing up. I did soccer, I played sports, I did all that stuff. But when it came to like being in an actual gym with weights and things, like I really didn't know much of what to do. And so I was like, okay, let's start with a 12-3-30. We're like, let's not be so daunting on us. And so we would do 12-3-30, and that's already 30 minutes knocked out for you. And so you just need to figure out like that those 15 minutes to get to that 45 minute workout mark and what to do. So from there, we would just look at the machines that were available and like, okay, let's just try out all these machines. So we were like a kid in a playground, like just figuring out what works for us. What do we like to do? So we were like, okay, why don't we do that machine, all the workouts on it? And so that was really kind of what we did in the beginning, and just figuring out, okay, remember that one machine that we did? I really liked that one. So let's add that in next week. Let's add that into the next workout. And so another thing that I did was I found a lot of workouts on Instagram. So you can just, in the search engine and the explore page, you can just search, you know, bicep workouts for women or whatever you want to do. And I was already getting suggested so much. So what me and Danny did was, in our Instagram like DM chats, where every day we would send each other like a video of a workout routine that we found with someone we follow, and we're like, you want to do that? Sure, okay. And then we would just follow that workout. So I know it's not the most structured workout routine, but that is what worked for us. And so we would just look through these videos online and just think, okay, like, what do we want to do? Look, and that just kind of was the plan. And to reiterate again, like, we were not that knowledgeable about the gym, so we were students pretty much. So like, finding these videos, and when we would do them later on, like, now I can go through a full routine without having to look online first on what to do, because now I have a base and I've learned from these experiments, you can say, of these different videos online and doing just different workout routines and what works for us. And so that now I can go in with confidence, and I know what to do, what I like to do. And for me, it's a mix of weight training and going on doing the 12-3-30, doing walks. And so that's kind of my blend of what I like to do. I love doing weight training. It has been so empowering. That is like my favorite part about going to the gym, because I've always wanted to be strong and like build that muscle. So I like, when I first started doing 10 pounds was like a lot, like that was hard. And then I worked my way to 12, and then 15, and now I can lift like 25 pounds. I'm like, who am I? I'm like, how can I? In the January 11th, you told me that I can lift 25 pounds like a dumbbell. I'd be like, you're lying, there's no way, I just can't do it. And so now I've built this strength and like this confidence in the gym that just gets me so excited to work out and have a routine. And that is like the biggest thing that I can take away specifically from the workout portion of the 75 day hard. It has been amazing. So next thing on the challenge, the third rule, is drink a gallon of water, which is super self-explanatory. But if you are someone who, you know, kind of forgets to drink water or drinks every throughout the day, what I really recommend, what worked for me, is getting a huge water bottle. And so I'm basic and I have the Stanley tumbler cup. And so I can't even remember the ounce of this. But okay, yeah, it's 40 ounces. So 3 of these is a gallon. And so what I would do is just 1 in the morning, 1 by noon, 1 at night. Simple. Just drink a bunch of water. And so, and I kind of was already doing that. Water's my favorite drink. I love drinking water. So that was never a challenge for me. So that was like one of the rules. I was like, okay, I can do that. But at the beginning, you're like, oh damn, I don't drink a gallon a day. So you got to really be on it of like, okay, I got to finish the 3 or whatever bottle that you're using. If you have one of those huge gallon bottles, do that, whatever works for you, to make sure you get that gallon in, because it's so helpful to, you know, just detox, stay hydrated. You're working out a lot in this challenge. You know, you're on a diet plan for you. So there's a lot of things going on. So you got to stay hydrated. And that is one of the rules of this challenge, which was pretty simple for me. But I guess had to put the water bottle down. Sorry for the noise. My tip when it comes to the water portion of that is just get a really good water bottle that you love and that you think is cute that you want to hold around all the time. And for me, that was a Stanley tumbler cup because, and one more thing, I was like, wait, and a water bottle with a straw, I swear, is a secret to drinking a lot of water, because there's something about like just the quickness of like just a straw, soup, drink it, and then put it down back and forth. So that's what was helpful for me. I love a water bottle with a straw. And so the next thing on here is you have to read 10 pages of a book every day. And so what I did was I kind of bounced around from all the books that I was already reading. So this was another one of those that wasn't very difficult for me. But on the rules, they kind of recommend that you only read personal development books and no audiobooks, because that's cheating. So, and I have a lot of like spiritual self-improvement books that I was already reading, so that was a good way for me to like be consistent with them. So I kind of just bounced around every day on a different book. But yes, so you have to do those 10 pages of reading. And then the next thing on the list is take progress pictures every day. And believe it or not, this one was actually kind of hard for me, because I was like, oh shoot, I didn't take a photo today. And then I would do it at the end of the day where I didn't feel that good about myself, because I am easily bloated. I can bloat like that if I eat the wrong thing. So you had to make sure to be on it with those photos, because a lot of the times I was like, oh damn, it's 9 p.m. and I didn't take my photo. I gotta do it. So you want to have those good photos so you can see the transformation. So my tip is that you want to make sure you do that at the beginning of the day. Just knock it out, get it over with. And I just realized that I didn't mention that the 75 Day Hard has an app. So that is a super great way to track what you're doing, to track the challenge. And when I first did it, I did not have the app. I literally wrote down on a big whiteboard, I wrote like a calendar of 75 days, and it was daunting to look at, and it was a whole thing. And I remember I made this, and when I didn't finish, I was so mad because I had written out that whole challenge, and so I had to like erase it. So that was a lot, but there is an app for it, and it's a 75 Day Hard. Just go on the Apple Store app, whatever app store, and just find 75 Day Hard, and you'll see it. And so you can track everything on there, and it literally tells you all the rules. So you just have to check, 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 and then for every day you do it, and you upload your photo right onto the app, so then you can scroll through all your photos on the app. I would share with you, but I'm recording this with my phone, so I can't like hold my phone up and show you the app, but I'll link the app, why not? Let's link it on here so you can see. But anyways, back to what I was saying, taking that progress photo every day, that, believe it or not, was a challenge for me, because I would always forget to do it, even though on the app it literally tells you. So that was one of the things that I messed up a lot in. I was like, oh damn, I gotta go, and I would run to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Like, there was times before I slept, like getting ready for bed, and I was like, I didn't do my progress photo. And then I would run to the bathroom, take my little photo, go back, and then update the app. Because if you don't update the app every day, it will think that you failed, and you gotta be like, no, keep going, I've been doing it. So you gotta make sure, if you're doing the app, make sure to update it, because then you'll think that you failed. And to end off here with one of the last rules, which it's not really a rule on my list here, is that if you fail to do your task at any day, you have to start over. So even if you're at day 30 and that day you didn't end with drinking a whole gallon of water, you have to start over on day one. So if you're really doing this the right way, you got to know that and be accountable with yourself of like, okay, I got to complete all these tasks, all these rules, which realistically is not impossible, which that's kind of to wrap it up a bit is like these rules in the beginning, they seem crazy. You're like, two workouts, a gallon of water, 10 pages of reading. Like, it really isn't that much. And when you start getting used to it, you're already have this routine with yourself of like, okay, I'm going to do a morning walk and then I'm going to work out before dinner, and then I'm gonna drink, make sure my gallon of water is drunk, and then in the morning I read my 10 pages, and maybe you wanna read more pages. And at the end of the day, you're just kind of living a healthier lifestyle, more active, and it's something that I'm gonna take away, which I already am taking away. Like, I have learned so much from this challenge, and I'm very happy that I completed it, and I feel this like accountability with myself and the self-discipline, self-confidence that I earned from this, because I can be someone that can quit on things sometimes. So this was a big challenge for me of like, I am not gonna quit this time, I'm gonna do this. And I'm just so happy that I fulfilled and I did it all the way. And so I feel great, and this is just the beginning of this fitness journey for me. I feel like it just sparked this whole other like gym girl in me, is what I've been saying. I'm like, I'm gonna be a gym girly now, which I mean, I pretty much am. I stay at the gym because this challenge, you're working out a lot. So I have built this confidence of myself to go into a gym and not feel nervous about it, whereas before I would feel insecure and feel like I don't belong here because I don't know what I'm doing. And I feel like for a lot of people that is the case, and honestly, everyone's focused on themselves, no one's really looking at anybody else, and if they are, they're a weirdo. Like, I when I'm at the gym, I'm not looking at nobody. Like, I'm with my friend, that's who I'm looking at, that's who we're talking to. Like, everyone just kind of wants to do their thing. So I think that's important to remember. Like, if you feel insecure about going to the gym, or if you want to do a challenge like this, like, they even have a 75 day soft. So you can do the soft challenge first and then do the hard, whatever works for you. Like, and if a challenge is too much for you, honestly, like, take away with this is just, if you want to start a fitness journey, if you want to do this for your mental health, to stay more clear and to feel better and to have energy, like going to the gym and wanting to take that step, like, just remember that you can do this, and you don't have to compare yourself to others. Everyone has their own journey when it comes to this. A lot of people do this challenge very differently, but with the core fundamentals of the rules. So I think just kind of do what works for you. That's what I did. And as you can see, what I've shared on here, I wanted it to be catered to my lifestyle and how I like to work out, so that it is sustainable and that I could complete the challenge. So it has been so amazing. And when you finish a challenge on the app, they tell you, okay, you finished, so now there's another phase. So it's called phase one, which I'm a little confused about, because isn't the challenge phase one? But it's called phase one, and it's a 30-day challenge, and it's pretty much the same thing, but they added a cold shower to it, a bunch of other little rules. And so I'm considering if I want to do it and do that 30-day challenge. But for me, I'm going to be continuing to live my life like the 75-day hard. I love to read. I like to drink a gallon of water a day now. It's normal to me. And doing these two workouts is kind of like just the way I've been living. It's not crazy for me anymore, which is like, what? So, yes. So to close out this episode, I hope that you take away something from it and that you learned. And if you did, please let me know, share on my latest Instagram post on the Just Begin podcast, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube and to rate and review the podcast. It would mean so much to me if you do so. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're watching on video, thank you for tuning in on video, and stay tuned for more Just Begin episodes and more videos. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Just Begin podcast. See you later. Bye.